All right, welcome to the mini episode, guys. I have not been really sure what to do for this one. I guess update with me. I've been trying to eat and work out better. I'm recording this on the 6th of January. It won't come out until like next week, but I know for sure that the gyms won't open until the 11th, so this is probably dropping on the 12th. And I am just hoping and praying that our gyms don't get ripped out from under us again, because that would really be disappointing and frustrating. But I know that like my ability to adapt and to do better, it's really important. And yeah, will I be really, really bummed that I'm having to work out back in my apartment room or back in the garage again? Yeah, of course I will be. But can I do it? Have I done it? Yes. Can I make progress there? Yes. I think it, like, 2020 kind of gave us the ability to adapt really well and to just know how to embrace change when forced upon us and have a positive attitude. I kind of have struggled in the past, you know, taking away positive ideas and lessons. And it's really, really easy to focus on the negative and act butthurt and be disappointed. And I think that we can do that, but I think that we are better off and happier when we focus on the good and focus on what we do have and our family and, you know, just grow, personal growth. I think that's really important. A little update on the whole homesteading thing. I'm continuing to do my research. I kind of want to sit down with someone who owns their own hobby farm, and with that, their own small business too. Someone that makes a lot, like makes money from their hobby farm, whether it's selling eggs or crafts that they make, and kind of see how they do it. It's a small business too. You know, I can imagine a farm is just as much as a small business as anything else. So I would love to bring them on. Kind of working that out in the meantime, but we are going to figure this out, and I am going to have my mini farm one of these days. So with my goals, I guess I've been trying to work out more and eat better. I'm not really sure if I'm going to compete this year still. I'm a little bit worried about all the closures still in place, but I am going to play it by ear, and I'm going to get to the point where if I did have to compete, I would be comfortable standing on stage. So maybe partway cutting down to weight, and then from there, figuring out, do I want to continue on? Do I want to leave it for 2023? Exactly what I want to do. Right now, I've been looking at shows in the Midwest and on the East Coast, but I'm not really hyped about having to fly and do a show. I was really lucky the first show that I did, it was in Bellevue, Washington, and I had a friend's place that I could stay at. When I was up here the weeks before, I was able to stay at a hotel that was very close, and it was much, much easier for me. So doing this whole thing without people in town would be difficult, but if that's what I have to do to get on the stage, I am more than willing to do that. And if that's going to cause my show to go off without a hitch, I would be willing to do that too. I just am not really, really sure. It's not my first choice, but it's something that I'd be willing to consider. And I, like I said before, you know, we gotta adapt. We gotta learn how to live our lives, and not be completely like paralyzed by this. And so maybe that's what I'm gonna have to do.